السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers, we are going through Surah Al-Baqarah. And on Surah Al-Baqarah, we have come into a very important junction where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about beginning of the creation, especially the beginning of the human being, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to Adam alayhi salam and the entire humanity. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not refer the word Adam or insan. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents this idea to the angels, لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. I am gonna make or create Khalifa, custodian, who is going to represent me on this earth. It's very, very important. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks this idea to the angels, Allah doesn't need to speak this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making sure that every single point is recorded. Every single fact is recorded. And this is a discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's going to be the response and how entire thing is going to turn out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing everything in record. And the first idea of creating Adam alayhi salam and creating humanity, creating insan, that Allah wants us to be responsible on this earth. Custodian. Actually, the word khilafa is actually comes a succession. Right? Allah created the entire world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be in this world and take care of everything. There is two things is mentioned in the Quran and according to the Sharia. The purpose, the objective of why Allah created human being, ulama kiram, everyone agrees. There is no disagreement with regard to this. One is ibadah, is act of worship. Second word is been used is imara. Imara means wasta'marakum fiha. Allah used this word in the Quran, wasta'marakum fiha. We have made you to do isti'mar in this earth. On this earth to isti'mar. Isti'mar means actually to take care, to develop, to manage this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all this intellect to Adam alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. In our DNA, all this has been programmed. This is a very important point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the conversation happens with the angels, it goes on that way. And then what angel presented? Angel understood the nature of the creation. They say, Allah, if you're creating someone to worship you, we are doing that. Or are you creating a creation who's going to cause corruption in this world? Shed blood. Shed blood? We are glorifying you. Allahu Akbar. Allah doesn't want us to do tasbih or glorify. Allah have created all other creations. All the creations are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawat wa ma fi al-ard. Every single creation is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And angels are doing it. When we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the benefit comes to us. The benefit comes to us. You know, in day of Qiyamah, this is another beautiful tafsir. Before this, I was telling about it, and when I was went and read, you know, our own hands and limbs and the body will talk against us in day of Qiyamah. And under that, one of the scholars have written that our body is craving to glorify Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we insan go against the will of our own body and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that in day of Qiyamah, that our entire, all our cells will talk against us. Allahu Akbar. Allah has programmed it such a way that they want to. If Allah has given, you know, independently each part can act from our body, those independently will glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has not made it happen that way. Allah has given us the ability, the power to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah did not present any other argument in front of the angels. He says, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamu. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just present, I have knowledge about things that you do not have knowledge about. Angels, their knowledge were limited, and all the creation's knowledge are limited. Our knowledge is limited. Allah's knowledge is beyond everything. It's like just a drop from an ocean compared to the knowledge that we have, all the creation's knowledge. Allah has all the knowledge. He's Allam. Allam al-Ghuyub. Allah knows everything. There's nothing hidden to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows every single thing. إِنِّي أَعْلَوْ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Remember, my dear brothers, our body, our biological cells, it is part of Adam alayhi salam. It was taken from there, all those millions and billions of cells. Humanity has reached 8 billion, right? At the moment, living population. Apart from that, how many billions have passed away? All these cells, origin is where? Adam alayhi salam. Even Hawa alayhi salam, our mother, his origin is Adam alayhi salam. That's the Quran. That's what it says. It was, you know, created from Adam alayhi salam. From Adam alayhi salam. The first creation, first human being was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Adam alayhi salam. And all these cells, now we understand, we study science, we study biology, we understand how important is a cell. You know, it's cell, if you take the DNA, our genetic culture, it's all can be traced back. It can go back. Eventually it comes and end where? Allahu Akbar. There's a beautiful narration. Some scholars say there is an issue with regard to the chain of narrators. When Allah created Adam alayhi salam, Allah showed every single human being to be created. They were all made to stand. And Adam alayhi salam, as a general in the army, you know, walked through every saf, seeing the entire humanity till his last child to be born. All are children of who? Adam alayhi salam. Bani Adam. We all are children of Adam alayhi salam. Before, you know, Adam alayhi salam goes through and he noticed certain people. In that, Adam alayhi salam noticed Idris alayhi salam. Idris alayhi salam had so much of light in his face, right? And Adam alayhi salam asked, who is this guy? Who is he? He said, yo, he's going to be one of your children in your progeny. And Allah, Adam alayhi salam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how long he's going to live? He says, he's going to live about 60 years, 70 years, or so many years. Adam alayhi salam says, you know, from my life, give him 40 extra. Because this guy has so much of light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam to go through every single, because all of us are children of Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam was placed in Jannah, we know. And before that, Allah created Adam alayhi salam and Allah honored Adam alayhi salam above all the creation. And Allah mentioned, Karramna bani Adam. We have honored children of Adam front of the angels. And Allah gave Adam alayhi salam the knowledge. Allama Adam al asma'a kullaha. The names of every single thing. Some ulama says, Adam alayhi salam was taught about every single creation, the science of it, the name, scientific name of it, for what this purpose, what is the purpose, why Allah created that. All these have been taught. Angels didn't have this much of knowledge, Adam alayhi salam had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented Adam alayhi salam in front of the angels and requested the angels, can you name all this creation? Can you name all this? Angel says, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma'allamtana. Glory be to you, Ya Allah. You are most, you know, pure, flawless. We do not have knowledge other than what you have taught. Then Allah present Adam alayhi salam. And Allah commanded Adam alayhi salam, Ambi'uhum bi asma'ihim. You know, actually inform them, teach them the names of all this creation. Falamma amba'ahum bi asma'ihim. قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. Whatever you are concealing it, whatever is apparent, every single knowledge, غيب, knowledge, I have it. I know about it. So Adam عليه السلام named everything, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed Adam عليه السلام and Hawa عليه السلام in Jannah. And we know Adam عليه السلام in end makes tawbah. And Allah displayed the nature of human being. Nature of human being is kullu bani adama khata'un. We will make mistake. And Allah shows that. our father Adam alayhi salam was told, and that's the nature, we have temptation. When says don't do, our temptation is, let me try it. Let me try it. This is the nature. Our nafs is like that. And it was told to Adam alayhi salam, don't go near this. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ سَجْرَةً. Both of you, you can enjoy the entire Jannah, but don't go near this tree. See the nature of human being. When you say don't, the whole Jannah is there, but end up there. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. Shaytan made them. There are a lot of stories how Shaytan went in, penetrated. Many of them are not authentic. Different, you know, features Shaytan got in. But one thing is clear, Shaytan influenced them and made them to go astray. Not in the right path. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا means made them move away from the right path. Move away from the right path. So, this is very important. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, Allah guide us in the straight path. It's a universal, inclusive, 360 degree dua. It's for everything. You can ask, اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ for marriage. اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ for job. اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ handling your affairs. اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ for everything. Because in every affair, we need to take the, what? The guidance. We need guidance. Every moment, you know, every time when you go back and reflect in many things, and then we reflect and say, oh, we could have done this way. It would have been better. We could have done this way. It's better. And those are our lessons to learn. But then in the end, we have to tell, this is what Allah have decreed. Whatever happened, what Allah has decreed. That is not, it's beyond. But I am in need of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are honest about it, Allah will guide. Sometimes certain mistake will lead to our success. Our mistakes will lead to our success. That's how Allah navigates us. We regret. This is what happened to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam mistakenly, he slapped the guy died. وَقَذَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. That's Quran says. We gave him a slap, he died. Then it's a mistake. What immediately, what did Musa alayhi salam? مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ عَذَوُ مُبِينَ مُضِلُّ مُبِينَ. Did you say, says, it is this act of shaitan. You know, this, I didn't intend to kill, but that mistake led him where? Led him to all his success. Led him to his marriage. Led him to everything, you know. He left the city. Sometimes certain things, Allah make it happen in that way. So Adam alayhi salam, Allah made it happen that way. And expressing the nature of what you call human being. And then Allah says, okay, قُلْنَا بِثُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Now both of you, get off. Then this says about it. When Adam alayhi salam realized, before we go there, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them out, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Adam alayhi salam had a very close, you know, conversation with few words when Adam alayhi salam was speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ تَلَقِّي. Then Adam alayhi salam made tawbah. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is most forgiving. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you go to this earth, there is guidance. And whoever is going to find the guidance, who's going to follow, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, my guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. There is no fear for them, and then they are not going to have any regret. And those who reject, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, who reject our guidance, and then they actually don't accept the truth, and our signs they don't accept, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they are the people of hell, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, and they're going to be there forever. And this is the nature, this is the entire story, origin of all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, they're going to be two kind of people. Certain people will follow the truth, certain people will reject it, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and we need to follow the truth. And when it comes to Adam alayhi salam, just imagine, my dear respected brothers, we Adam alayhi salam is the father of the humanity. And Adam alayhi salam, father of, you know, first prophet, he was sent as a prophet. And how long he lived, his entire life is a struggle, it's a battle.
that he regret for what he did. Right? The whole life is about tawbah. His whole life is about tawbah. And ulama karam says, you know, he went to Arafah, right? He made tawbah there. That's the first place Adam alayhi salam went to Baytullah, Makkah, where he laid down the, you know, the foundation for the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, only Ibrahim alayhi salam raised the foundation. The foundation was laid by whom? Adam alayhi salam. So he lived long. But Adam alayhi salam tried his best. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us. Whatever we do, we need to regret if we had done a mistake. Tawbah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. And very important, Allah honored Adam alayhi salam with two things. One is humbleness. Adam alayhi salam, when he did a mistake, he realized it. He said, oh Allah, forgive me. I make tawbah. I surrender. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to put any justification. Front of Allah, can we go and justify anything? No. Adam alayhi salam took this path. Shaitan, no. Shaitan, when he did a mistake, Shaitan what? Shaitan argued. Shaitan came with a lot of logical points saying, you know, I have been created from fire. I have more knowledge. All this time, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is first important point. If we want to be successful, if we want the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must have this humbleness. We make a mistake, must be honest enough to say, I made a mistake. Because we are human beings. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Adam alayhi salam based on knowledge. Allah gave insan, remember, if we use revelation and reasoning properly, nothing is going to go wrong. The problem, we don't use both of it in our problems. Neither the revelation. Revelation is the wahi, the guidance. Reasoning, our heart and the proper intellect will always guide us towards what? The right thing. We don't use both of these. What we use? Emotion and ego. This way we go wrong. Everywhere when the emotion gets involved, we go wrong. When the ego kicks in, we go wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. When we calm, when we use the intellect, and when we use the revelation, wahi. You say, when there is wahi, say, no, I'm going to submit. No matter what is my emotion is saying. No matter what is my ego is saying, no, Quran is saying this, Hadith is saying this, I submit myself. Oh, when the aql, when we use the proper knowledge, Allah will definitely guide us because this has to go hand in hand. Allah has given the instinct, like I said, in our DNA, in programming itself, that our body is inclined, our nafs is inclined, our fitrah is what? Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's inclined towards it. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, istafti qalbak. If you have doubt about it, ask you cannot, you know, your heart will never lie. Unless you have been sealed. May Allah protect us. Unless your heart has been sealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the beginning of Adam alayhi salam. And how Adam, some people come up and say, all this happened because of mistake of Adam alayhi salam. No. We don't blame. This is not our aqidah, blaming Adam alayhi salam. Oh, some people come up with a question, say, you know, if Allah knew about it, Allah knew all about it, why this, all these things? A'udhu billah. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wisdom. He knows how to do, what to do, and how humanity should come to this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about everything. We do not have the knowledge to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree. We do not have knowledge about it. Sometimes we become so philosophical. People go in a philosophy, they go question these things, go detailly on these things. And what is the story? They say the first sin, you know, all this about the first sin, what happens, and they go philosophically, detailly, go detailly discussing all these. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that way, that we insan has to learn a lesson from it and then go ahead with our life. Now, Allah has decreed, yes, we're going to be born, that every cell, every ruh, before it came to this world, it is shown to Adam alayhi salam. Every cell, it was put out. Right? And day of Qiyamah, again, we all will be there. Allah. Just imagine.
Just close your eyes and just imagine that millions and billions of billions of people, we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we stood before. And Allah asked, made us all stand and ask the same question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Alastu bi Rabbikum? Aren't I your Lord? And all our soul and every single cell response say, Qalu bala. Allah, yes, you are our Lord. You are our Lord. Now we have been sent to this world to what? To confirm that. And then after this entire episode in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now diverts this. Again, Surah Baqarah is a surah revealed in Medina. We know the context of Medina. It's kuffar. One side there is reject, people who reject. There is munafiqun and the people of book, Ahlul Kitab. Banu Nudayr, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Mustalaq. These are all different tribes of Jews. They are living there. And then little further away, some Christian community as well. So in this context, this surah is revealed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds all of us, everyone who is there, where we came from and what we're supposed to do. Now Allah divert the address. The episode now changes towards Bani Israel. Now for a few verses is going to go about Bani Israel. It's a very important point. Tomorrow I'll be taking one of the brothers who asking, why so much of emphasis about Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel in the Quran? That's a lesson for me and for you. When Allah is speaking to Bani Israel, we as believers shouldn't say, oh, it is for the Bani Israel. No, Allah is teaching lesson to us because that is how Sahabas took it. That is how the companions took it. They told in the Battle of Badr, you know, actually 17th, tonight is going to be the 17th night, month of Ramadan, Battle Badr took place. In Battle of Badr, the Sahaba said the same word. They said, we are not going to say how the people of Musa alayhi salam told you, told Musa alayhi salam. Anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna. They learned a lesson. They say, Allah is talking about Bani Israel is not to, you know, tell just a story. It's a lesson for the people. We are carrying this book. It's lessons for us. We should not have those attitudes. We should learn a lesson from it. So many times Allah speaks about Bani Israel. Say, first Allah address, Ya Bani Israel. Allah address, O children of Israel. Children of Israel. He says another name of Ishaq alayhi salam is Azrael. So Bani Israel means the children of Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam's 12 children. This is the entire genealogy of the entire Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored them. Amongst Bani Israel, there was very good people. You know, when Allah referred Bani Israel, not all of them. There were good people who were very obedient, who were very supportive to the Prophet. So inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with the story of Bani Israel and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requested them. It will go for a few days inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding where we connect with the Quran. We try to learn a lesson and become better people. May Allah grant all of us tawfiq to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr. You know, days are fast, going fast, you know, very, very quick. It's passing by us so quick. 17th night is going to be tonight. Then it's gone, brothers. 17th means how many days remaining? It's just another 13th night, that's it. 12 or 13th night, that's it. So it's going to be gone. May Allah make us all those who will be forgiven in this month of Ramadan, where we rectify, purify our heart and soul. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.